Walker has said repeatedly that he wants all state workers to pay the full employee share of their pensions and to pay more for their health care. This plan clears the way for that move, and then some. It would all but abolish collective bargaining rights for state and local employees, including teachers' unions, all without sitting down with them at a negotiating table. The governor says that would have been pointless. The state has nothing to negotiate.
The truth is, we don't have money to offer. We don't have finances to offer. This is what we have to offer. And if you're going to negotiate, you got to have something to offer. We don't have something. So we're laying it out on the table. I think anybody who's watched me over the years, I was in previous office and in the time I've campaigned, knows pretty simple. I identify the problem, I tell you what I think the solution is, and then I do it. That's exactly what I'm doing.
The governor introduced his plan as a part of a budget repair bill he wants the legislature to pass next week. Walker delivers his budget address for the next 2 years a week from Monday. That budget will likely include cuts to shared revenue and school funding. The governor has said changing these bargaining laws will give local governments and school districts more flexibility to absorb cuts. If the legislature doesn't act on this plan, the governor says it would mean layoffs.
I have no doubt both the Assembly and the Senate understand just how significant this is. They understand that this is not just some litmus test. This is ultimately saying we have a choice. We can do this, or we can see thousands of public sector employees laid out.
Walker says if lawmakers go along with his proposal, it would end the unpaid furloughs that were imposed on state workers for the past 2 years. For disclosure, any benefits or furlough proposals would affect employees of Wisconsin Public Radio, although news department employees are not unionized. The governor called his plan a modest proposal, one that shouldn't surprise anyone.
Unless you were in a coma for the last 2 months or the last 2 years, everybody else was clear as to where I was headed with that.
But the plan would go beyond the health care and pension contributions Walker talked about on the campaign. The governor would also ban mandatory union dues for public workers. Public employees could still bargain over their wages, but only to a point. Any increases would be capped to stay below the rate of inflation. Racine Assembly Democrat Corey Mason, who once lobbied for the union AFT Wisconsin, called it an assault on working families.
I haven't heard anybody say that they want government to take away workers' rights. I didn't hear that once during the last campaign. I don't think anybody who's worried about the economy or getting people back to work or closing the budget deficit said, you know, the first thing we ought to do is take away workers' rights. I think if the governor is serious about getting some of these concessions he says he needs, he should man up and sit down in front of the workers across the table and bargain in good faith.
Mason says if union members decide to strike, he'll stand with them in solidarity. Rick Badger is the executive director of Ask Me Council 40, which represents local government workers. Badger wouldn't promise a strike, but says Walker's plan would upend decades of labor relations. He says it's also selective, exempting police and firefighters, but including corrections officers and state capitol police.
This is radical. You're going to treat private sector employees completely differently than public sector employees, and even within the public sector community, treat certain public sector employees differently than other public sector employees. This is not good for the taxpayers. This is not good for labor relations, and this is not good for my home state of Wisconsin.
Practically speaking, it will be majority Republican lawmakers in the Senate and Assembly who decide whether this plan becomes law. They could vote on it as soon as next week. The Senate could be the chamber to watch. A few Republican lawmakers there have state prisons in their districts and re-election campaigns next year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.